Chapter 1 Baby Samantha. Come in, Edward, come in, the room is all ready for you. Put your suitcase down, and come into the kitchen and I will make a cup of tea and just explain a few things to you. It was not the best time of Edward's life. His wife had left him, his home had been repossessed and he now had to rent a small room in a stranger's house, as he had nowhere else to stay. He had already visited once to see the room and pay a deposit, but to finally be moving in, brought home the situation he was now in. The only good thing was that at least he had a roof over his head. It was early November, and the weather was typical for that time of the year, cold and getting colder. The first thing that caught his eye when he entered the kitchen was the high chair at the end of a wooden table. He didn't know Mrs. King had a baby. He could also see some feeding bottles under one of the kitchen wall units, and a packet of formula. I will put the kettle on. It won't take long to boil. Milk and sugar, Edward?
Yes, please, Mrs. King. One sugar, please.
Edward didn't know Mrs. King's Christian name. She had introduced herself to him using that formal name, so he had no other option but to use it. To Edward, Mrs. King seemed a bit old-fashioned in certain ways. A few minutes later, Edward was sitting at the table with a cup of tea and listening to Mrs. King. I should have explained a few things to you before, but you were in such a hurry, Edward, I didn't have time. It may well be what I tell you will make you change your mind about staying here. If that is the case, I will understand. All I can ask is that to keep what I tell you to yourself. Is that okay, Edward?
Yes, Mrs. King.
Edward felt a little uncomfortable with his new landlady using his Christian name all the time. It was as if he was a child being spoken to. It didn't really matter what Mrs. King was about to tell him. Edward had nowhere else to stay and couldn't afford a hotel. It's regarding my daughter Samantha. It is a very delicate subject, so that is why I need you to keep what I am about to tell you very private. Samantha is 21 years old, but she was born with an underdeveloped bladder and has to wear protection all the time. She did attend regular school for a few years, but she was teased and bullied all the time because of her condition, so in the end, I took her out of mainstream education and homeschooled her. Unfortunately, the teasing and bullying had already affected her, and she became very withdrawn. She was almost like a child again, and subsequently I treated her as a child. Mrs. King sighed audibly, then continued. It may have been an error on my part to have done so, but it is too late to change things now. The end result is that although Samantha is 21, she acts and behaves like a two-year-old. Not only does she act like a two-year-old, but she is also dressed and treated like a two-year-old as well. I even have to spoon-feed her in a high chair. I know it seems crazy that I should be treating my daughter as a two-year-old, and even crazier than I am dressing her as one, but I was hoping by doing that it would shock her into behaving at the age she should be behaving. But it seems all I did was make her become more childish, to the point where she is behaving more like a baby now. When you do see her, please don't appear surprised, okay? Just accept her as a two-year-old. I don't want her to feel she is odd in some way. I hope you are not shocked, Edward. Edward was shocked, but that didn't make his situation any better, and there was little he could do anyway. He had enough problems on his mind, and it was none of his business how Mrs. King treated her daughter. As long as it didn't interfere with his life, he wasn't that bothered. It was hard for Edward to believe that Mrs. King dressed her daughter as a two-year-old. Where does she get clothing designed for a two-year-old that would fit a 21-year-old? The only thing Edward could think of was that Mrs. King must have made the clothes herself. He just imagined she was the sort of woman who would do that. No, it is none of my business how you treat your daughter, Mrs. King. It was really bad that she was bullied at school, so I can sort of understand. Edward didn't really understand, how could a fully grown woman be dressed as a toddler and behave as one? No adult, man or woman would want that, but he had to make out he was sympathetic. His choices were very few and far between.